Welcome to this week's Point Community Church Sunday Sermon. If you'd like to learn more about the Point Community Church, please visit our website at tpcc.org.au.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah, I'm Steve Kovitz, and I am so happy to be here celebrating Christmas with you. At the Point, we have been gearing up for today all month. We've had a three-week preaching series on Advent through the month of December. Now, Advent, it's a traditional word that means arrival. And here's why arrival, here's why Advent is an important word. Arrival, the Bible here tells us about the arrival of the King. And boys and girls, the Bible is the most important book in the whole wide world. And arrival helps us understand the Bible. You see, God in the Bible keeps telling us about the arrival of his special King. About three quarters of the Bible, what we call the Old Testament, is God promising the arrival of his special King. And then about 10%, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is God telling of the arrival of his special King. And then the rest of the Bible is God telling Christians how to be prepared for the final arrival of his special King. Boys and girls, we need your help right now. After I say ready, set, go, I want you to use your loudest voice to yell out the name of God's special King. Ready, set, go.
Jesus!
All right, that was pretty good. It was better than if I would have got the adults to do it. That would have been lame. But how about I say, ready, set, go, and we all yell out the name of God's special King. Ready, set, go.
Jesus!
All right. We even had a bloke blocking his ears. That was so loud. Jesus. At Christmas, we celebrate the arrival of Jesus. And here's why we make a really big deal about the arrival of Jesus. Jesus is God's gift to the world. Now, I want you to imagine that my family has given me this gift. What would you think of me if I just ignored the gift and never opened it? Or I threw it on the ground, stomped on it, and destroyed it? Or here's a tricky one. If I laid it aside, refused to open it, until I went out and bought all my family a gift and they had to open up theirs first. How we react to a gift says a whole lot. And at Christmas, we are celebrating the fact that God gave the gift of his Son. And the reason why God gave us Jesus is because God wants a relationship with us. Think about that. God wants a relationship with you. That's extraordinary. Here's the tragedy, though. When we think about a relationship with God, we often begin with what we have to do for God. Yeah, we think about all of the bad things that we've done and we think, man, God could never love me. Or we start to draw up a list of all the things we need to stop doing, all the things we need to start doing. But the entire story of the Bible from beginning to end is that when it comes to a relationship with God, it is completely dependent on what God has done for us. And so here's a short, fun video to get us thinking about how we should respond to God's gift. We're here to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, God's gift. Now, many of us are here because Jesus is our King. Some of you are here because Christmas church is your tradition. And some of you are here because you were dragged here. Come on, we'll do anything for the people that we love. Whatever the reason, I'm glad that you are here. Here's the most important thing to know about Christmas. God wants a personal relationship with you. A daily personal relationship where you know God loves you and you love Him. Now, when I first heard that, I thought I had to be like the wise men. I thought I had to bring special gifts. And it's not like I was rich enough to bring lots of gold, and I didn't even know what frankincense and myrrh were. But I did think I had to be good enough for God. And when I was honest, that was a problem. My life was full of mistakes. And it still is. I could be a better husband. I could be a better father. I could be a better friend. I could be more generous. I could be more honest. I could be less grumpy, less angry. How was I ever to impress God? And then someone told me the Christmas message in the way that that fourth wise man in the video did. It doesn't matter what we bring to our King. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is God's gift to us, and He is bigger than all our mistakes. When you heard that, I hope it floored you. I've been a Christian for 40 years now. It still does. I love hearing the real message of Christmas. Jesus is God's gift to us. At Christmas, we celebrate Jesus in a manger. At Easter, we celebrate the death of Jesus on a cross. You see, God knows all our mistakes. And instead of punishing us, He punished Jesus. And Jesus was willingly punished in our place. That's the real message of Christmas. At Christmas, we remember Jesus' birth. Jesus is God's gift to us because Jesus has dealt with all of our mistakes. The older I get, the more special that becomes to me. No more guilt, no more shame, no more hiding, no more pretending, no more fear. I still make mistakes, but I now have a Savior who has dealt with all of that. How about you? What are you doing with God's gift? I'm going to pray. Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, we thank you and praise you on this wonderful day that you have sent Jesus so that we can have a relationship with you. Father, I pray for everyone in this room. May we all walk out of here. However we've walked in, may we all walk out of here hearing your great news about Jesus, the Savior of the world. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for our latest sermon, or better yet, join us live at 9:30 or 5 p.m. Sunday. You can find all the details on our website at tpcc.org.au.